the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free and the
Good evening, everyone. Who's ready to feel the burn? It is truly my pleasure to be in my hometown here in Tucson, Arizona, with so many Bernie supporters. I know I've walked around a little bit and seen many familiar faces, so that's just really, really good to see. Want to say thank you to all the hard work that you guys have done here in Arizona. Let's give it a round of applause for you guys. Now, we started this campaign here officially in Arizona back in November. And, you know, at that time, we were facing a situation where people were like, well, you know, Bernie doesn't stand a chance. He's the liberal over there. We've seen this grassroots support grow into a machine that will cause a political revolution. And the way we're going to do that is we are going to talk to all the voters in the state. We have been doing a phenomenal job since November, reaching out to those people that might not be as familiar with Bernie. We all know, I know for myself, the more I learn about Bernie, the more I like him. So we have to do all our part now to talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, talk to your family. Let them know who Bernie is. We know that he has a proven track record of over 30 years of advocating for all of us, not just a selected few that have the capacity to pay for advertisement, to pay for, donations to their campaigns. Bernie stands for all of us, and that's why we need to stand for Bernie. So, I said who I am. My name is Jose Miranda. I'm the state director for the campaign. So, again, I just want to say thank you. We have Friday, so that today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we have 4 full days to make sure that our voices are heard here in Arizona. We have 4 days to make sure, again, that our neighbors, that our family, that our friends, that the person at the grocery store, that stranger that you you walk by every day before going to work, that person is a person that we need to reach. We need to make sure that they know who Bernie is. And again, with your support, we're going to make sure that Arizona is Bernie country. So thank you all so much for your hard work.
Good evening, everyone. Everybody, I want to talk about serious things here now. This country needs a president who cares about our planet and who's going to do something about it to protect our environment. All of our environmental protections that have been in place for decades and that Americans depend on are now under attack. our water, our air, our public lands, sacred places for our native people and our native species. This Congress is determined to use whatever means they have to weaken environmental laws and put our health and the health of the planet at risk. They suck. We need to keep our Grand Canyon grand. We need to keep our public lands public. The Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, these are bedrock laws that American citizens fully support, all being weakened in the, under the guise of business-friendly and national security. We have to block these attacks. We need a president that will appoint quality people to head our environmental agencies and to put in as members of his cabinet. We need a president that will insist on science-based management of our natural resources. We need a president that will say no to mining in the Grand Canyon, in Oak Flat. No to mining in Oak Flat and in all other special and sacred lands. We need a president that will say no to opening up our public lands to corporate, extractive, and polluting industries. We need a president that will say yes to protecting our waters from toxic chemicals and pollutants. For our children, our grandchildren, and all living beings. We need a president that will get us away from fossil fuels towards safe, sustainable energy sources throughout our nation. And indeed, the rest of the world. Climate change is real. And it's not coming, it is here. And that's why we need President Bernie Sanders in the White House. Woo! And one more thing I want to say as well is that we have the best ally for this administration in our congressman here in Southern Arizona. So if President Sanders needs any guidance on any of these issues, he need look no further than Congressman Raul Grijalva. Congressman Grijalva, who has taught all of us how social issues, environmental justice issues, natural resource issues, and human rights issues are all intertwined, caused by the same problems, and solved by the same solutions. Let's get Arizona to be the next state that votes to help put Senator Bernie Sanders in the White House. Thank you very much. Woo. Okay, now I'm gonna introduce Morgan Abraham to come up here to speak with you next. Thank you.
What's going on, Tucson? My name is Morgan Abraham. I'm the current president of the Pima County Young Democrats. I'm the former president of the student body at the university, and I, like all of you, feel the burn. Like many others, I came to Tucson to study and learn at the University of Arizona. I love this university. I love the incredible people I met there, the incredible education I was fortunate enough to acquire. But I remember one thing more than any other, the constant worry I felt trying to figure out how I was gonna pay for tuition, costs that have more than doubled the past several years. I remember taking out as many loans as I could, but they only ever seemed to cover the cost of tuition. I found myself working more to pay the bills, but as I did, my grades would slip. And as my grades would slip, I found myself studying more, working less, slowly watching my credit card debt increase. I could never find a happy medium. In fact, it was my personal struggle with the cost of attendance that first prompted me to run for student body president. I ran because I wanted to advocate for additional state funding for the University of Arizona, hoping to lower the costs for so more Arizonans could afford to get an education and the opportunities that come with it. There's one moment that stands out from the rest when I serve the students. Right after I was elected, I planned a trip to Phoenix to meet with the legislators from the Arizona Capitol, motivated and hungry to accomplish my goal of making college more affordable and attainable. I remember feeling so confident riding up to Phoenix. I was so eager to explain to the politicians that investing in higher education had a direct economic benefit to the state. I remember sincerely and genuinely believing I could convince these legislators to invest in my generation and thereby the future of Arizona and America. There was no way they could turn me down. The very first meeting I had in Phoenix was with a politician from Phoenix. It was very eye-opening. When I arrived at the Capitol, this man's secretary told me, Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Arizona Cardinals, stopped by unexpectedly and I'd have to wait. She instructed me to wait, and I did so patiently for 30 minutes while this man conducted business. I finally walked into this meeting, but before I could even say a word, the politician told me not to waste my time in asking more money for higher education. He told me the legislature had one job and one goal this year, and that was to make Arizona a more business-friendly state. Yeah. I'm sure you can guess we didn't receive any additional funding for higher education that year. In fact, instead of increasing funding for education, the legislature cut corporate taxes, which I'm sure benefited the Cardinals. It was the moment I realized what we were up against. Those of us that believe power should be shared amongst the people and opportunities should be shared to better one's life. I realize we're not just up against Republicans who disagree with how to make America better. We are up against wealthy, powerful, influential individuals who have a large share of the pie and want it even larger. A group of people whose parents' generation had invested in them and made it possible for them to go to college for hundreds of dollars, a fraction of the cost today. This was a group of powerful, wealthy, and well-connected people that didn't have to worry about affording college. They didn't have to worry about paying bills. This is a group of people who got into power to flip the script and divest from education and reinvest in more tax cuts for themselves. For the past 10 years, our state, like many others, has been cutting corporate taxes. And because of this, Arizona's tuition has almost tripled in the past 10 years, while the cost of living has remained the same. We live in a world where the middle class is getting squeezed, where large corporations set jobs to cut expenses, where the top 1% control a vast majority of the wealth in this country. We live in a country where the only people who have access to the politicians to make these changes are the same wealthy individuals who rigged the system. And the only way we can fight back, the only way we can take back our country, is to invest in education and create opportunity for all. I'm tired of hearing about young men and women exceptionally qualified and motivated beyond measure that cannot afford to go to college. I am tired of hearing from older generations about how college was affordable in their day and how they didn't need student loans and how our generation should just figure it out. America is great when we invest in our future. In the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, we invested in the next generation by keeping the cost of attendance of a public university low. It isn't a coincidence that these decisions, America created the largest and wealthiest middle class this world has ever seen. But since then, we have done the opposite. Our leaders decided to invest in corporations instead of people. Politicians decided to invest in the wealthy instead of the poor. Politicians decided to invest in the powerful instead of the average American. It's time we demand they invest in us. We need a political revolution, and that revolution needs to be huge. I support Bernie Sanders for president because he understands that American people need a true leader who can advocate. He's the only presidential candidate who knows that it's important to invest in the education of our citizens. He knows that this is more important than giving corporations and billionaires tax cuts. He's the only candidate that's going to stand up to the wealthy, powerful, well-connected, and the 1% that rig our system. Enough is enough. He is the only candidate who's willing to invest in my generation and make college free. Free college isn't just a dream. It's the answer to income inequality, it's the answer to a stronger middle class, and it's the answer to a stronger America. And that's why I support Bernie Sanders for president. And now it's my pleasure to introduce a fellow activist, a great friend, Jesus Magana.
Hello, my name is Jesus Magana. I am a first-generation American born of Mexican immigrant parents. And a veteran of the United States Air Force. First, as a proud veteran of the United States Air Force who is very much concerned with our national security and opposes invasion and destabilizing of foreign governments, my choice could not be any clearer. Senator Sanders opposed the invasion of Iraq and voted against it. Second, as a recent graduate with over $40,000 in debt, and that's with the GI Bill, I know all too personal the burden of a college debt. Senator Sanders believes that every person has a right of a free education, and he wants Wall Street to pay for it. Some may think that a free college education is a radical idea, but let's not forget that at one point in our history, the notion of a K through 12 education being free was also a radical idea. Third, and most importantly, as a son of immigrant parents whose mother and father do not speak a lick of English, but still provided a brighter future for my sister and I, my choice cannot be any clearer. On one hand, we have a Democratic candidate who called for instant deportation of minors seeking asylum and believes that President Obama has done enough to protect the immigrant community. And on the other hand, we have Senator Sanders who has promised not to deport minors and believes President Obama's immigration actions should be expanded. Senator Sanders values the institution of a family and understands that in order for a children to fulfill their God-given talent and potential, families should not be torn apart. Children should never fear the possibility of deportation. I will finish with this. I have a 16-year-old nephew. He's sitting right about there. He is a bright young man, one of the brightest I have ever really seen. He learned the entire periodic table in just about 4 hours. Believe me when I tell you, this kid is a stud. While any other teenager his age, with his capability and potential, may have nothing to worry about, that is not the case, and that's not his reality. You see, my nephew, he's a dreamer. He has been living in Arizona. That's right. He has been living in Arizona since he was one. He is going to enter his junior year of high school and has to worry about how he will pay for school, if he could even get into the education of his choice, and he fears deportation as well, all at the same time. My nephew needs a candidate that has a proven and consistent track record, not one that seems to evolve as their presidency bid starts. My nephew needs Senator Sanders. This is where I want all of you, especially all my young folks in the crowd right here. That's right, give it up for the young folks. Please listen carefully. Let's be known for more than the selfie generation. Let's be more than just the generation of the uninterested, unaware, and unengaged. This election can literally be determined by our generation. I urge you, get involved and join the political revolution. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back international recording artist, Crystal Stark.
I feel like I should have a speech. But I don't. I'm going to sing another song, and I'd encourage all of you guys to sing with me. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Let's see who knows this verse. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crowned thy good with